was pretty sensational, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a great start. It was something we spoke about. We kind of felt we've let ourselves down a little bit going away to Wakefield when we lost one. And we wanted to try and change the mindset of that and making sure that we can back games up. So we spoke about it all week about how important the start of the game was for us. So to start in that fashion and get a 30-point lead at half-time was tremendous for us.
Yeah, you got Todd Carney onto the field, off the bench as well. And yeah. Well, you can see he is a class act, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got class all about him. We see that in training. The good thing was is it's been able to get him in at the right time and build. Even when he first came on there, he was chasing the play around a little bit early, and he just said to it then, "Yeah, I was following the ball." But that's that keenness in him. He is very keen at the moment, enthusiastic. But later on, you could see he was just starting to drop in our shapes a little bit, and made a nice break out of our yardage as well. And then up there, I thought he was going to score at the one point as well. But he just had some nice little touches to him.
Yeah, you must be really pleased. You've had a good week, new contract.
Yeah, well, a good week so far, isn't it? Yeah, hopefully they continue like that all the time. So yeah, looking forward to it.
You must be really pleased with not only the win, but that, you know, you've put back-to-back wins, and I know how important that was to you, Ian.
Yeah, that was massive. That was our focus all this week. Is we've said, look, people will start to talk about us saying that we won't be able to back up and stuff like that. So it's important that we start to show it now early in the season that we can back up, and what kind of team do we want to be known for? Do we want to be known for a team that can't back up, or do we want to be actually known for a team that is a good team and is going to be at every game, they're going to be in there?
We'll also be talking now about Salford beating St Helens.
Yeah. Oh, well, that'd be nice if we can repeat last year, wouldn't it? Yeah. So, it's going to be a big game. I don't know the result of Saints and Warrington tonight, but, looking forward to that challenge down at the AJ Bell, and hopefully on the back of two good wins as well, we'll have a good crowd down there.
Well, Saints have won 31-6. It's been a topsy-turvy season, hasn't it? What do you make to the start of the season overall, Ian?
Well, interesting, to be fair. It's been very, very competitive as well. And these, like you say, these teams down there, you wouldn't expect them to normally be down there. But I just think that's with some of the players and personnel. But everyone's going to lose them at some point, and everyone's going to have a lot of injuries. It's just the way they manage them and the way they deal with them as well. I mean, you feel for Widnes a little bit today. The young Johnson, I think it was the 9, when he went down, he got into a couple of tricky situations. And you kind of feel for them at the moment because they've got a lot of injuries down. But like you say, every club has to deal with injuries.
And everybody keeps telling me that it's a different Salford this season. Are they right? And if so, what is different?
Yeah, well, we hope so. We hope so that our mentality and our kind of approach to the game and to the season on a whole is that we feel we can beat teams. Whereas last year we went into the games wanting to win every single game, which is what we want to do now. But last time we were getting in real tight games and not really coming through the other end of them. And now we feel we're good enough, and we need to show that by stepping up to be able to come through them games all the time, which is what we did against Castleford, which we did against the Warrington game as well. So we need to build on that and make sure we're more consistent than what we were last year, because I think that's a big one for us.